The resolution that was passed in the state legislature this year is about designating I-76 as the first Colorado pollinator highway. And it was a success. It's not legislation per se, it's not an actual law, but it is a resolution that provides some guidelines to the Colorado Department of Transportation in how to manage a pollinator highway. Now, CDOT was already doing work around promoting pollinators, but this sort of gives some more emphasis to what they can and what they should be doing to try and promote pollinator health through providing safe and clean forage for pollinators along the highway, their mowing practices, their herbicide application practices, those kinds of things to encourage a safe environment for pollinators.
So when we talk about then the impact that could actually have on pollinators, I mean, how much of that area is under the control of CDOT? I mean, people, I think, imagine roads and road management, but not necessarily wildlife adjacent to those roads. And so how much are we talking about and what kind of an impact could this have?
Well, you think about highways along a many miles long stretch of land, and that area adds up, the area next to the highways. And if you remember back, people who are old enough to remember Lady Bird Johnson's, highway beautification work when she was first lady, particularly in Texas, was amazing in terms of wildflower beautification. That was more about beautification than it was necessarily about pollinator health. At least that's what my understanding is. I don't know what was in her mind at the time. But, we need to think about that and think about how we can encourage more forage and more flowers to be growing any place where it's possible. Because the reality is that these long stretches of green grass that don't have a flower in sight are basically food deserts for pollinators. So whether that's someone's lawn or whether that's highway strips next to our roadways, it's a problem. We need to have food. And one of the biggest problems for pollinators is that they don't have enough food. So if we can find places to provide them with food, we should.
Is this a matter of letting nature do its course and so not applying pesticides and let the natural habitat flourish on its own? Or is it really being proactive and figuring out what habitat would be best for pollinators and actively going in and creating that habitat?
I think we have to be more proactive than just sort of letting nature take its course, because at this point we've messed with nature enough that if you sort of quote, let nature take its course, what happens is invasive weeds will take over. And so we have to be careful and we have to think about how to really promote good forage, because there's a variety of species that we're talking about here, many species. So we're not just talking about the iconic honeybee or even the iconic monarch butterfly. We're talking about hundreds of species of native bees, which typically rely on native plants. So native plants are really much better than introduced plants that they're not accustomed to. On the other hand, the European honeybee, which is responsible for pollinating a lot of our crops, is an introduced species. It's not native to this continent. It was brought here by European settlers to pollinate our food. So we've got a bit of a dilemma there in that the European honeybees require things that, they'll utilize native plantings, but they also need other things in order to eat. Butterflies, bats, birds, lots of different species need a smorgasbord, shall we say, of food to eat. And so we have to manage that carefully and make sure that we're providing that kind of diversity and making it healthy, because you can't just let nature take its course, because we can't ensure that we've got good seeds in there and that they're actually going to grow. We have to actually tend it. Once it gets established, then it can more or less sort of self-manage.
So that's where agencies like CDOT really come into play.
Exactly. And agencies like CDOT or our local parks and recreation departments or whoever is managing any kind of public land, thinking about their mowing practices, for example, along our bike trails and hiking areas, particularly the more urban ones, how much do they mow? Do they actually plant seeds from native plants to encourage them to grow? But if they mow them down, that doesn't really help. If they apply rampant herbicides, broadcast spraying, that doesn't help. While herbicides are not as harmful directly to pollinators themselves, because insecticides are the kind of pesticide that are really targeting insects. Herbicides are targeting plants. The problem is that broadcast spraying of herbicides kills everything, not just the weeds that they're trying to kill. So that makes it challenging, because we've created a habitat environment where invasive weeds and noxious weeds grow rampantly, and we have to manage them.